Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayllon. There could be a crowded field of Democrats hoping to succeed Governor Tony Evers, who decided not to seek re-election. Democrats who have been mentioned as potential candidates include Attorney General Josh Call, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. A group of juveniles were arrested following an altercation on the UW-Madison campus. UW-Madison police responded Wednesday night to a report of a disturbance involving 7 to 10 people at Memorial Union Terrace. An investigation revealed the incident stemmed from an earlier incident involving two groups. And longtime professional wrestler Hulk Hogan has died. Hogan, whose real name was Terry Bollea, toured the U.S. and the world wrestling for Vince McMahon's then World Wrestling Federation and briefly for the Midwest-based American Wrestling Association. Tad Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s.
Does your bathroom need a remodel?
Do it upright for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
99.7 Max FM.
The shadows hide on the darker side. Behind the doors, it's a wilder ride. You can make a break, you can win or lose. That's a chance you take when the heat's on.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The shenanigans continue.
Always and forever.
Oh, yeah. And this one, you know, I was debating if we should go down this rabbit hole. I hope Wendy's not listening right now either. This one makes me a little bit nervous.
Does it?
Yeah, well, opposites do attract. The top 10 things couples don't have in common.
Ooh.
So if your version of Mr. or Mrs. Right has to check all the boxes, you might be looking for a while, maybe forever. 40% of people in relationships say their partner isn't really their type, or not least on paper. 92% say there's at least one key personality trait they don't line up on.
Only one?
I know. I was going to say, I find this a little bit weird, you know, not with the internet and everything else and technology. I mean, thankfully, they didn't have this when Wendy and I met, because we just, you know, met in the middle of Iowa and it just worked
out. Just kidding.
Well, it, you know, it was at Chi-Chi's in Dubuque, Iowa, and I was at a table of 13 women. I wasn't even planning on meeting anyone that day. I was just there for my friend's birthday, and lo and behold, I met this nice lady.
There it is.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history, as they say.
It is.
But this poll, thinking about you and Wendy, looks at the most common things that couples don't have in common. Number one is a classic. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to do with people like their lifestyle or like their personality. This is more like how you're wired, right? This is more of a physical thing. It's the thermostat debate. What does it say, Dave?
Oh, well, one person is always cold. The other is always hot.
And,
and that's true. I mean, in our house, it never seems like we can agree on that perfect temperature. I mean, there's some days I'm cold and there's some days where I'm hot. And it seems like it's vice versa with Wendy. How about you and Rob?
Yeah, it can be opposite. It depends on what's going on. But yeah, it does seem... I mean, in the wintertime, definitely, I've always got the heat checked, and like everyone else is like, oh, it's so hot in here, and I'm always freezing. So I think that, yeah, I think that sets in most of the time. 75% of the time, we're opposite, yeah.
Yeah, and see, for us, it depends. Like yesterday, Wendy had mentioned it was kind of warm in the house, and we do have the air conditioner turned pretty much off when we're not home, and we went home at lunch. I didn't even notice it, I'll be honest with you, and she did. Normally, that's the opposite for us, so I don't know what the deal with that was. I'm not even going to venture a guess. I've got ideas, but I'll behave myself just for my own longevity. What's number two on our list of opposites do attract that couples don't have in common?
I think this one is for sure a thing. One's a saver. The other is a spender. Oh, yeah. This is definitely, yeah. Enough said. Yes and yes, this is true. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll just move along on that one. I think that's one of those. This one's kind of interesting. Number three on our list is one is a planner. The other likes to go with the flow. And so there are people that will plan everything out, and there's some that will go with the flow. Which one are you?
Well, so, I mean, I think that this is relative, because a lot of people tell me, they're like, oh, you're so laid back, you'll go along with anything. And that's definitely true. But in terms of my marriage, I am the planner.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I figured that was the case.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I figured Rob is the one, yeah, whatever, and just kind of goes with. And then Rob goes in a completely different direction. It's like squirrel, ooh, something else.
A lot of squirrels happening.
Yes.
Shiny things, noises.
Yes.
Yeah, all the things.
All the things.
Yep.
So I can see that one, definitely.
What about you guys?
It depends on what we're doing. Mm. Sometimes one of us is a planner, and, you know, it depends on the day. I do like to plan things.
Yeah, I thought it would be you.
Yeah, I do like things planned out. knowing kind of what's going to happen to a certain extent. But there are times I'm like, yeah, whatever, let's just see what happens.
Yeah, but
too.
You can also pivot too. That's right. Nice. It's one thing if people are planners, but then can kind of switch gears. It's another thing if you like cannot deal with something changing. That's I'm not like that at all. I can roll with whatever. I'm fine. But I do like to kind of have a plan because I like to look forward to things and be right. intentional, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we are bringing you back to the beginning. If you're just joining us, opposites do attract. The top 10 things couples don't have in common. Wait. Oh, yeah. We're talking about what people don't have in common. One's an early bird. We're on to number 4 now. One's an early bird and the other is a night owl.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You're the night owl, right?
No.
No? Oh.
No, I am actually the early bird.
Well, now you are because of certain schedule expectations.
No, I've always been the early bird because of just the way my job situation has worked out. And so I did honestly think that this would have been maybe a little bit of a role reversal because when I took this job, I was not planning to do the morning show. I was going to continue to do the 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So I'm like, hey, now I can sleep in. And then 3 weeks into this, we did pivot things a little bit. And I was temporarily filling in on the morning show, and then you came on board, then here we are together. I love it. And so, no, I'm the early bird. I'm up moving. And so, yeah, I think that drives my lovely wife nuts. How about in your house?
I think, I definitely am up earlier, but that is, again, external expectations and needs. But I think generally, yeah, when in terms of, rest, I like to rest later in the morning, and Rob likes to rest in the evening. If people are laying down early or sleeping in late, if it's my choice, I definitely have more energy at night.
Yeah, yep. I get it.
Yep.
Again, we're talking about opposites attracting and the things that couples don't have in common. Number 5, one's open about their feelings, the other keeps things bottled up. I don't even know if we're going to talk about this one for our own sanctity.
Yeah, that's 100% true. So maybe we should just keep ourselves safe.
Yeah, let's keep ourselves safe. Let's number 6.
One likes to wake up slowly and the other one jumps out of bed ready to go. For sure, I like to wake up slowly. Do not make me jump out of bed. I will freak out on you. Do not do it.
Seriously?
Yeah, no.
I can see Rob being the one, boom, I'm ready to go. And he's a natural energy person when it comes to that. And I'm a lot like Rob. I'm ready to jump out of bed. The minute I wake up, I'm like, all right, let's go. I got stuff to do. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. I'm up. I'm moving. I've got things going. Of course, this Saturday, I was not in that position. And normally Saturdays, I'm up moving around pretty quick. And then my phone rings at 6:05. One of our sister stations was having an issue. And I'm like, hang on, I need to wake up. He goes, I thought you were normally awake at this time. I said, I am, but not today.
No,
and I was like,
not that day.
And so it happens. And so it's been kind of a function of job duties too over the years. But I just get moving in the morning. That's just how I roll because I want to get things done, you know?
In my defense, I can't lay around for a long time in the morning, but I like to have a little time. But then all of a sudden I get antsy and I got to get up and move. And then I'm in motion. There's no sitting around after that. Yeah. It's full on. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about opposites attracting the things that couples don't have in common.
Oh God, I'm looking at the other one. All right. The next one here, number 7. One's a chatterbox and the other one's quiet. Yeah. So in my relationship, that's interesting because at times, we can both be quiet, but mostly I think in social situations, people would see us both as chatterboxes. Yeah, for sure. What about you guys?
I definitely am a chatterbox.
I know you're the chatterbox.
I was going to say, look at what I do for a living. I mean, I do radio. Of course I like to talk. But it depends on the situation. There's some times where I just am the quiet. I mean, believe it or not, I was a pretty quiet, introverted person. And when I was doing stuff back in the day here, I loved doing the behind-the-scenes stuff. And then eventually it was like, hey, just you want to learn how to do this? And I said, sure. And I never envisioned it turning into a career years later. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love it. And I do talk to people. I mean, everywhere I go, I know somebody, it seems like. So, yes. And so, yeah, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave that one alone. Again,
Wendy can be chattery, too, for sure. But it's more later when after there's that first kind of getting to know you moment passed, then all of a sudden. She gets chattery, which I love chatting with Wendy, especially when we're talking about you.
I know. You guys have your secret text thing going on. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, someday both you'll be on the air together with me, and that'll be interesting.
I mean, maybe we'll be on the air without you.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know that I'm going to let that happen. We're just saying. That one scares me, I'll be honest with you.
We don't want to work you out of a job. No,
I'm more worried about the stuff I'm going to hear about the next day or later on that day with you two. So again, we're talking about opposites attracting, the things that couples don't have in common. One's tidy, the other's a slob. I'm not going to comment on this one.
Yeah,
I'm just
really
leave,
not, yeah.
You know, I'm just going to leave this just alone.
I'm organized. Think about that out there. Like, what do the listeners think? I mean, it's weird how, like, you can be messy at work and then clean at home, or tidy but not necessarily loving to, like, you know, clean the floors. Like, there's different messy or not organized. I mean, and clean and dirty. Those things are all too many variables.
Too many things. Yeah, we're going to move along. Again, we're talking about opposites attracting, the things that couples don't have in common. What's number 9 on our list, Emily?
One loves big parties. The other one would rather stay home. Yep, I'm the party girl. For sure.
This doesn't surprise me in the least.
I know you're the party girl too, Dave.
Yeah, there's a lot of times, yes. I mean, it depends on the day, what's going on. But yes, I do. And there's hard times where I'm like, no, I just don't feel like going out tonight. And
yes, so there is other times.
It just depends. And then, of course, and you get other factors involved in it. And then, I don't go home. And no one wants that. Just saying.
Sometimes people want that, but
see. Okay. Again, and the last thing we're going to talk about on opposites do attract things couples don't have in common. One likes spicy food, the other one can't handle the heat. And I know in your house, this is not the case.
No, we both like spicy food, but it didn't, like, it began with, Rob definitely could handle spice before I could, and now I'm just everything I eat has hot sauce on it because that's how I live. So,
and see, in our house, we both are the same. I can do without it because, don't get me wrong, I like the spicy food, but it doesn't like me back. And so that's a thing. It is a thing. And so in our house, we both have the same aspect on that. So, but I wouldn't trade Wendy for anything in the world most days.
I don't know if she's it. I'm just kidding. Of course, we would all say the same. We all are happy and very lucky to be in the partnerships that we are.
Yes.
And I know there's some listeners out there who also are very lucky to be in partnerships, but it is certainly fun to think about the things you are opposite on, and to always revel in the fact that, you know, you are your own individual. Yes, you have an identity with your couple, but you also have an identity alone. So it's great to be able to remember that and get out and do some stuff that is just for you. Cause it does, when you are with your person a lot, sometimes it gets a little mixed up in there. So it's nice to just, you know, focus on yourself sometimes and take yourself on a date. It's fantastic.
It is. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that opposites do attract. Yeah. I mean, and I think Wendy and I have more in common than we don't. But again, we've been together like 30-some years. That's the other part of it, too. So
you start to become the same when you live with people for a long time. It's kind of frightening.
It is frightening. So, yeah, it's interesting. You can always text us and let us know your thoughts via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max. Max FM, tap text, or you can also leave us a voice memo. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 2025 Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour. This will be happening on July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Summer gardens are in their full glory. Come see 9 creative and interesting gardens on display in the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association's annual tour. In addition to the tour, you can take advantage of gardening demonstrations and a fresh produce market to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring your questions for the garden host and the master gardeners and register for a door prize. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a self-paced tour beginning at either of the ticket sale sites. There's a location in both Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Advanced ticket sales can be purchased at the Reedsburg or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Red Shed in Baraboo. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. Find all the information by visiting Sauk County Master Gardeners Association on Facebook or checking out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites. Again, this will be held on Saturday, July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Enjoy the final Whitwind concert in the campground series concert with the Blue Olives. This will be happening on Saturday. 6 p.m. is when the band will take the stage. Doors open at 4. Upbeat Blues will be performed. They'll also have their homemade pies and ice cream available for purchase. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. And again, check out all the details for this event by visiting Whitwind Concerts on Facebook. And over in Portage all weekend long, it is the Columbia County Fair. Theme this year is Christmas in July. For all the details, including the many events happening at the Grandstand Show, plus the Beer and Wine Garden, all of the details about the exhibits that can be found and vendors at the fair, be sure to check out ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And of course, all these events go down at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Portage.
Not in the way that you hope. When unexpected illnesses, minor injuries, or health concerns arise, there's no need to wait to find relief. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's walk-in care is here for you. No appointment needed. Walk-in care is open weekends from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and holidays from 9 to 5. Located inside RAMC's Physicians Group, walk-in care is here to help you feel better, faster. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause at the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities, all to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to BadgerStateTruckingShow.org for details.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL, at the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in a candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s.
Does your bathroom need a remodel? Do it upright for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Happy Friday, Emily.
Happy Friday, Dave. It's a great day to have it be Friday and to be living in this world. I just want to say Friday's a great day, isn't it?
It is. It is Friday, July 25th, and we're going to celebrate some of our calendar days. The first one I saw on our list today is System Administrator Appreciation Day. Woo, woo!
That's a mouthful, but that's important.
The System Administrator Appreciation Day is on the last day of Friday in July, and it celebrates the professionals who are working around the clock in order to keep our virtual world running. System administrators are people who take care of installing and troubleshooting anything and everything related to IT. They keep up with technological advancements and upgrading all devices accordingly. These IT professionals have learned from experience and allow companies, both small and big, to reach their target audiences without any technical issues. This is why the job of a system administrator is indispensable. So we show our professional today, or show our appreciation to IT professionals by throwing them a party or doing something nice for them today.
I think that would be nice. I think that's great.
Yeah, so thank you to all of our system administrators out there and all of those folks that do computer work.
I mean, yeah, we need to be thankful for those. But there's so many things that are happening behind the scenes in every industry and in every workplace that, you know, to not be aware of all the things other people are doing. You know, it's good to just walk around and be like, oh, what do you do? Like getting to know you kind of stuff. Like I always harken back to the restaurant days when, you know, it was a laughable suggestion that the cooks should go wait tables and the server should come back and cook. But sometimes we would play around with it. And honestly, it was a really great way to appreciate what the other side was doing.
Oh, most definitely, because I was cooking a restaurant, but I would also go wait on tables. And I would generally do that too. If we were short staffed, I would immediately just go do it. It wasn't my favorite thing to do. But I knew our wait staff was busy, and I knew we weren't as busy in the kitchen if they weren't as busy. So you just tag teamed it and got it done, and yep. It made you appreciate everything they do that much more, and made me appreciate the fact that I was behind the kitchen where no one was watching me for the most part.
At that time, you got to figure out, you got to watch your P's and Q's a little bit, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
Speaking of that, little tie-in, Culinarian's Day. There's a beautiful plate or bowl looking of some very fancy soup or saute dish on this. Culinarian's Day is observed on July 25th annually to honor cooks and chefs. To a culinarian, cooking and serving food is both a science and an art. Culinarians Day include cooks, bakers, and all of those who prepare meals in restaurants. Restaurants and commercial kitchens are the most common places professional chefs and cooks are employed. So you could also graduate of a culinary school and take part in this celebration. Culinarians Day can be celebrated anyone who enjoys cooking or eating.
Hey, that's a great day. Well, I was surprised you didn't take this one for some reason. It's National Wine and Cheese Day today.
Oh, come on. I don't always have to be the wine and cheese. Yeah, I always have to be the wine and cheese person. That's fine.
I was going to say, I mean, you're more of a wine person, and I'm not talking about whining. I'm talking about consuming.
I mean, I can be a whiner, too. That's fair. I can complain sometimes. It's all right.
Just sometimes, huh? I'll text Rob and see what he says.
I don't think you should do that. Hey, Rob, I think you're comma, in the same boat.
Hey, Rob, comma, how much whining does Emily do, question mark? Now talking about the drinking. Let me know, please.
Oh, my God. What's with the calling out of the things? It must be Friday.
It must be.
Wine and cheese are nice pairs together. Yes. Throw a little fruit together, throw a little, you know, some fancy meats in there if you like that kind of thing. That is a nice way to kind of appreciate something like Culinary Day. Just kind of get your taste buds rolling with that kind of stuff. And yeah, there's some professionals out there that really know those pairings. I think they all go well together because I've never really met cheese that I don't like. Wine I've met that I don't like.
Yes.
But cheese, I just got through a bag of cheese curds in the last like day and a half myself. So yeah.
I get it. Totally. Yep. All right. What's your favorite kind of wine? I'm not a wine aficionado. Let's just go with that. But do you prefer a sweet or a dry wine?
Dry?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. If it's red, Pinot Noir, because that's a little bit lighter, like in terms of like it's not as heavy. But if you're eating steak, then a Cabernet probably. And if it's white, probably a Sauvignon Blanc in the summer because that's like crispy and delicious. And then Chardonnay in the winter, it's more buttery. Goes with like a nice fish dish. So yeah, I mean, there's not a whole, but it just depends. You know, there's all the different vintages and different brands, manufacturers, where they come from, how they mix the grapes. There's quite a lot going into it. You could talk about it all day, and I don't know hardly anything compared to some of the actual wine aficionados out there. I just have worked in fine dining, so
you know more about it than me. So I totally get it. So I'm more of the I will say sweet wine, but I'm not a huge wine person. Nah, that's something
we talk a little bit about tequila yesterday. I think that's kind of your wine of choice is tequila.
Yes, it is. Yes, oh my goodness. Tequila.
Would you like the white or red or tequila, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. Tequila times two, you know. There's a great song about tequila out there. There's a lot of great songs about tequila out there. But yes, again, we're not going to go down that road today. All right, I found one that I probably won't do. It's National Talking in Elevator Day today. So people get in an elevator and you don't know someone, do you start talking to them, Emily?
No.
I find
that space is too small. It's so awkward. Yeah. I mean, if they talk to me, I will talk to them or like exchange a smile or a nod or something. You know, if it's a situation where you're out at like a fancy hotel and you're out for like an event and everybody's kind of like out and partying and being really like, you know, a little more loose with like getting to know you stuff. Sure. That's easier to have that conversation. But otherwise, usually you're just trying to get from A to B and you got luggage or you're like dealing with something and you're stressful and late or whatever. You know, usually it's just awkward. You want to get off the elevator.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a huge elevator person to begin with. Anyone that knows me knows I'll usually use the stairs. I just not a big fan of elevators.
Small
never
spaces.
Have been. Yeah, it's confined spaces. It's like we were talking about the MRI thing, you know, same thing. It's just not my place to be. If I'm in an elevator, generally my head's down, not looking at anyone, not talking to anyone. I just want to get out of the dang thing. Just saying.
Every time I walk in an elevator, I'm like, this is the time it's going to break.
Yeah.
Pretty much sure that's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Knocking on wood or marble or whatever kind of situations we got around here. But I'm not a huge fan, but like I have one friend who like avoids elevators. Like she said something about going up 14 or 15 flights of stairs to avoid an elevator. I was like, yeah, no, I'll take the elevator. I'm not going 15 flights of stairs.
I'm right there with your friend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No.
Yeah. The fat guy who used the stairs before he used the elevator. That tells you something right there. I'm just going to say that right now. I will. And I need the exercise anyway. So now, especially more than ever, I need the exercise. Even after my shoulder injury, I still used the stairs. I was very careful because I knew I needed to be moving. That was the other part of it. So, no, I'm still using the stairs. It's just nice to have both arms free using the stairs. I'm not going to slide down the stairs on cardboard or anything else.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a personal experience from long ago.
Oh, yeah, I get
it. Again, the 80s are calling. They want their cardboard on the stairs back.
Well, the Weicker Create Day building, it'd be interesting trying to slide down the stairs here because you have two landings. And then can you imagine hitting that marble floor?
Yeah, you'd have to zoom have some in. Kind of contraption, like with a picturing like a rope or something that you can kind of like lasso at the bottom so you can like whip around the corner and not hit the wall. Yeah, okay.
No, it's not going
to
work.
Clearly, I've done things like this. This is my bread and butter here is trying to figure out how to slide downstairs and not hit the wall. I did a lot of that when I was a kid.
Exactly.
Shocking.
I'm
not
shocked.
This is what we got to do before the internet, folks. Yes. It was so much fun.
Again, we are celebrating calendar days for Friday, July 25th. And this one is a serious one. And I do want to take a moment and recognize it because it's National Drowning Prevention Day. And we've obviously seen some recent events with some celebrity that passed away due to drowning. And it is something that does happen. And it's one of those, if you're out boating, you should make sure you have a personal flotation device. It's just important to do that. And if you don't know how to swim, know your limitations as well. Even if you know how to swim, and I remember as a kid going swimming in the Wisconsin River and not understanding the undercurrents that are in that, and it was probably not always the smartest thing to do some of the times when I was out there, and I look back at that and I go, yeah, that was not a smart idea. And so definitely think about those things. It doesn't matter how good a swimmer you are, water moves fast. So that's what
the Wisconsin River is no joke. Seriously, like people that aren't from here that don't know how serious, like the Wisconsin River has, you know, these sandbars that disappear as they're created and you're sitting on one and all of a sudden you're underwater. The undercurrent is not matching the current on top. It might look very still on the top and it is not. So the Wisconsin River claims lives every summer. So just be extra careful on Wisconsin River. I'm sure there's other rivers like that, but I think what's tricky about the Wisconsin River is it doesn't look like it's moving very fast. It's not like there's like white caps.
Right,
and like,
you don't see it.
You don't see it. And that's And so, you know, people are like, oh, the kids go swimming. Like, don't do that. Not even, I mean, honestly, there's places to not even really do a lot of canoeing and kayaking in the Wisconsin River. And don't camp on the sandbars.
No.
That's how people get taken. Like, really, it's not a joke. So, yeah, please be careful with water. I mean, humans are drawn to water. It's a reality. But at the same time, we are not built for it. So just be careful when you have littles out there, get them in life jackets, whatever the case may be, swimming, you know, aids, whatever it is that you're going to put your kids in until they are very good at swimming because, you know, it's dangerous. We're going to go round and round one more time with calendar days. It is National Merry-Go-Round Day and Carousel Day. I love both of those things, but I can't really do them much anymore as I'm old and I get sick. But anyways.
Exactly. Great things to celebrate. Let others celebrate them for us,
they're
right,
pretty
Emily?
To watch, though, I got to say.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, Emily, I hope you have a great weekend. It is Friday. You're going to be back with us Monday morning, bright and early at 7:10 in the morning.
Whoop, whoop. Sounds great. Hey, everybody, have a super great weekend. It's Friday. Act like it's Friday, but, you know, always stay cool in all the ways, and lead with your best foot forward and choose kindness. Have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend. I'll hang out until 11 o'clock this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Things are crazy around here at Max FM Big Deals. It's our annual Crazy Days Sidewalk Sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and get in on the crazy savings with Max FM Big Deals.
Baraboo comes alive with all sorts of events during the summertime. The Farmers Market features fresh produce downtown every Wednesday and Saturday morning. The Sunday Market showcases vintage, handmade, and homegrown items on the courthouse lawn the last Sunday of each month. Mark your calendar for Old Fashioned Day on August 9th in downtown Baraboo and the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show west of town August 15th through the 17th. Find updates on local events at baraboo.com.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.